Dot Morris with Mission Network News. In anticipation of upcoming elections, militant Islamists in Pakistan have formed a new political party. The Milli Muslim League is campaigning to enforce the death penalty for blasphemy convictions and establish Sharia law in Pakistan. Greg Musselman with Voice of the Martyrs Canada says the uptick in Pakistan's radical Islamic element means Christians are increasingly targeted.
From an international perspective, Pakistan really is looked at as a broken country. It's a failed state. And, you know, they may try to clamp down on terrorism, and yet on the other hand, we've seen where there still have been these attacks, and you wonder, I mean, how serious are they?
As Pakistan draws closer to its election season in July, please pray for Christians in Pakistan to be spiritually encouraged and to trust in God. And similarly, Malaysian Christians were urged to pray for and vote wisely in the state and federal elections earlier this week. In a historic victory, the opposition party took the win. David Curry of Open Doors USA says he hopes the change in leadership will bring a change in how Christians are treated.
If you're a Muslim in Malaysia, you can't change your mind and become a Christian. You are stuck there. They have re-education camps where if a Muslim decides they want to be a follower of Christ and study the Bible, they're sent away to a camp to be brainwashed back into the Muslim faith.
Christian converts who share their faith boldly are the biggest targets, so even as we hear the results of the election, please pray for order and justice for all people to come to Malaysia. Pray also for the gospel to spread throughout this nation. Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. This month, Transworld Radio offers a free booklet called Stories of Hope. Get yours free when you click the banner at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Dot Morris.